The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma Confession Box.
Well done, boys. Good job. Okay, hi, Beat Breakfast.
That was him on his
yeah,
own.
Yeah, no effort from Dean, I tell you.
I haven't done this in a long time.
This place
I forgot
gone to
shush.
The dogs.
Hi, Beat Breakfast. Don't know if this fits your confession box dilemma, but I need some advice. I've been seeing this girl for the past 3 months and things are going smoothly. She's gorgeous, totally my type, and a big plus is that she only lives 30 minutes away. We both agreed that we're not looking for anything serious at the moment, but we can see where it goes. Last month, out of nowhere, she gave me a present. It was this horrendous gold bracelet with a charm of a half a love heart dangling out of it.
Oh no.
Engraved on it was "When two becomes one." She'd also gotten one for herself, so when you put the two together, they make a heart.
No.
Don't get me wrong, it's a lovely gesture, but I don't think we're quite there yet. For the first week I wore it when we were together just to keep her happy, but now I avoid wearing it where I can. She's noticed it and pulls me up on it. I just say I forgot to put it back on after the gym or when I take a shower. Lads, she's not even my girlfriend and the lads are giving me an awful slagging over it. Should I tell her it was an awful cringy gift or just keep on making excuses for it? Please keep anonymous.
You run. No, I'm joking. No, I'm not, I know that's a bit harsh, but I do think that I wouldn't maybe address it in that it was an, what was the word there, awful or horrendous gift, but I would.
Horrendous.
I would
kind but it of, is though.
It's not even that it's a horrendous gift. I think it's a gift that came far too early. Like if you were a year in and saying I love you was something that you did on a daily basis, I think that gift would be probably okay. But I think it's the fact that you're 3 months in, you've given him this now, which is half a heart, which is essentially representing that, like the emailer says, together you are one. But I mean, they're not together as a couple. It's a little bit early for the whole love you kind of thing. Like, do you know, in my opinion, you need to actually get to know someone and spend a bit of time with them before you drop the L-bomb. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think run. That's way too early. If you are only seeing a girl casually and you're not looking for anything serious and she comes up with this, like, two hearts coming together, as what? Like, come on now.
Because that's the night is the night.
Like, this now, 60% of the time, it will work every time. But my advice is to... say you're swimming, right? And okay, you lost it in the sea. Just throw it in the bin. Throw it in the bin, say nothing. Oh, I was at the pool yesterday, lost it. I'm so, so sorry.
You see, the trouble there is that she might replace it.
I was going to say, can I play devil's advocate,
yes,
right?
Yes, go on.
So on the bracelet, it's engraved "When two becomes one," right? Yeah. And she got one for herself. Hang on a second, right? So when they're together, it's supposedly like the hearts, whatever. Is there any chance, right? And I'm really like clutching at straws here because I think, look, you've said she's gorgeous, totally my type. And that doesn't happen very often, right? What I'm wondering is that engraving, in whatever way you call it, that does that really mean what you think it means to her? Do you not think there's a lot of kind of quotes and stuff now that we kind of throw
You'd
around?
Know. You're the queen of quotes.
But like, no, but you're seeing each other for 3 months. Like, no, you want to get a gift, get me a box of chocolates or a bag of Monster Munch or something. Like, don't
get me a bag of Monster Munch after going out with you for 3 months.
Don't get me a bag of Munch.
Yeah, you went very Wexford there.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know if it necessarily is as serious as you might be taking it.
I'm sorry now. If someone came along to me with a bracelet that had a heart on my half and a heart on hers and you put it together and I had a full love heart, when two becomes one, what way am I supposed to take that?
Yeah,
she's just being nice.
No, I suppose I'm trying to be nice about it and see whether or not she's just like, oh,
deluded.
I really
show.
I'm not.
But I don't think, right, and you make a good point, Shona. He says that, like, she is essentially
his
the girl
type.
Of his dreams,
yeah.
His type, she's gorgeous. And you're right, that doesn't happen very often in 2022.
It doesn't.
So what I would say...
Exactly, Killian. You just talked about being on your own earlier on.
Maybe what? Maybe ask some questions, Killian. But you know what I mean? I would just say to her, the gift is a bit much and the love heart and the two become one. Why can't we just, you know?
Yeah, like all I'm saying is, like, don't run away from the girl just because she's
got
you a gift
that
you think is a bit OTT. Okay, the fact that it's gold and it's awful, like that, I'd be more upset by that. Do you know what I mean?
It reminds me of
you're more of a silver gal.
What was that episode of Friends when, like, Joey got Chandler that bracelet?
Oh, someone text that in, Chandler Bing style. Anyway, let us know what you think. We'll hand it over to you. Do you think this is crazy early in in the relationship to be handing out such a gift with such a serious meaning, I suppose you could say. Like, a lot of reaction, but I want to start with this. Richie and Carrie goes on, right? On the dilemma, the two boys are some rain clouds of doom here this morning. Maybe this girl is just happening to be vibing high on life right now, which is what we are all chasing. And then came across the bracelet and picked it up because it's cute. That's what I was trying to say, Richie. She's right too. I'm with you, Sho, and he needs to be happy. It's a kind, thoughtful gift. If he didn't have her, he'd be wishing that he had. On the two become one bracelet, Richie says.
Ah, yeah. I have nothing to add.
Nothing to add. I can understand where you're coming from, but 3 months and you're getting that kind of statement.
I just think,
like,
well,
bring
what
it
we
up
need to remember is they are not even a couple. They're not official.
The emailer said that. I love you.
They're not official.
Adele said, never mind the bracelet being ugly, he can say that he doesn't wear jewellery, but it really sounds like she either thinks the relationship has changed from casual or else she's trying to push it in that direction. There's no way you should get a partner something with a heart and two becomes one without knowing what the sentiment and implication is. Sounds like he needs to decide if he wants an actual relationship and they need to have a chat to re-establish where they're at and get on the same page. Trish says his dilemma is sorted because she will hear this on the radio and know it's about her, because how many other women have given a bracelet like this? He's dumped, guys. Right, Owen, talk to me. What are you thinking about this?
Morning, anyway.
Morning. Y'all.
Hello.
I suppose, look, the worst thing about it is that obviously the bracelet is naff and he doesn't like it. Mm. So that's the first thing. And there's nothing worse than a young fella getting something like this, going into a dress room full of lads, we'll say, with the GAA team or soccer team, having this on and getting the piss absolutely ripped out of them and it doesn't happen just once. It will be for every training session for the whole year because of this. Even if he's not wearing it, they will just take the piss out of him.
Ah, but he's a big boy.
He's a big boy. But the other side of it is, obviously the relationship has changed in her eyes compared to his.
Yeah.
Or at least they need to sit down and talk about it and say, look, where are we? Where are we going? And where are we at the moment? Because it's obviously different to him, and her has changed from where it initially was.
Exactly. So, well, I take that point that they have to have the conversation.
I think they need to sit down and have a chat and see where they're going or what's happening.
I think you're right. Listen, thanks for talking to us this morning. Sounds like you have your hands full there. Right.
Got something to say? Text or voice notice right now on WhatsApp 085 1029 103. Beat Breakfast.